We will read selected excerpts on the topic of the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon.
So in these excerpts, we are bringing excerpts from Kabbalists or the writers of the Zohar, the 10 students of Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon, that have reached the degree of Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. That's why they could write the book of the Zohar that includes everything. Along with that, we're reading the words by Rabash, Baal HaSulam, and this is all about the measure of love and bestow and connection that people need to reveal between them for the Creator to reveal Himself between them. So let's get some impressions by, as much as they're writing about it, as much as they're yearning for it, as much as they are revealing it, please.
Excerpt number 37, this is from Zohar for All, Acharemot. Behold, how good and how pleasant. Number 65. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words and He has contentment and delights with them.
We should understand that it's really like that, that the Kabbalists, in their attainment, they reveal these states, what the Creator feels, that they're coming closer to Him. We should get an impression by this, that also to have some kind of attraction to do it, to give contentment to the Creator. That's how it is. By us being drawn to one another, we give pleasure to the Creator by building a place between us for His revelation. That is desired for us. Okay? No questions. Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 38. This is from Zohar for All, same article, number 66. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world. As it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you. 38 again. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit there will be peace in the world. As it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you.
All these excerpts are, they seem easy, but they're not. It's impressions from very exalted degrees where people reach love, revelation of the Creator to His created beings, meaning above faith, above reason, above the degree of Bina. They're already connecting to the Gar, the first three sefirot of the degree, where the upper force appears. That's why it's so worth it for us in the efforts between us to get an impression from the way the Creator is revealing Himself, and to think, how can we feel His attitude and the connection between us and the Ten, that each one can see himself being included in his Ten, and there He reveals what the Kabbalists are telling us here from their revelation. In practice, to yearn for it. That's called raising man. Please.
Next excerpt. Excerpt number 39. This is from Rabash. Make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend too. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There's a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of friend, in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
ועל זה יוכלו להתאחד.
Let's keep going. I hope during the day you can read these excerpts every so often and renew the yearning to the state we're reading of now.
Excerpt 40. This is from Bala Sulam's letter 49. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might, to ache with your friends' pains and rejoice in your friends' joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest.
This is what Bala Sulam advises for us. Next.
Excerpt 49, 41.
This is from Bala Sulam's letter 47. I've established for you conducts by which you can still hang on and not turn back. And the single most special one among them is the Dvikut of friends. I sincerely promise that this love is able, and I shall remind you of every good thing that you need. And if you nonetheless brace yourselves in that, you would certainly go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness.
Because we really don't need anything but the correct connection for the Creator to be revealed. That the purpose of the studies of the wisdom of Kabbalah, of all of creation, is the revelation of the Creator to His created beings, and it only depends on the connection between the created beings. PT 20.
Rav, can I ask about the book of Zohar?
What?
There was the Torah that wasn't so understood. Then the students of Rashbi sat and wrote the book of Zohar, which also can't be intellectualized. And what exactly do they want to try to do? Because you can't understand the book of Zohar.
First of all, the book isn't written in order to be studied and interpreted or explained. The exalted things like the Torah or the book of the Zohar, it's not written in order to learn from. But whoever reaches a state that he ascends to the height of the book of the Torah or the book of Zohar, then he sees all of creation, he understands it, he feels it, he is in an integration with the upper forces. And then for him, everything's opened. It's not a textbook that you take to the universities and all, or for beginners. What can a person get from reading the story in the Torah? As they're so concealed, these stories, that we don't understand them. As much as the book of Zohar is concealed, so that's clear for us because the style, it's the language, it's all concealed. But in the Torah, what's in the Torah? Every child can open the book and read it. What isn't clear? The Creator created the skies, the earth, and so on, the first person, and shattering and all these things, right? What's not clear? Everything's clear. You don't have anything. The way it's written, it's just shot formless. And then when we start understanding how concealed it is, we understand that it's not shut, it's not something easy, it's a secret. And then you see what just people say about the Torah. Yeah, it's a nice story. And you see, it's not simple. It's ancient. It was written 6,000 years ago. It's not, it's serious. And then throughout history, they collected all these states until it came to people who wrote it down and put it into writing, and they sat and wrote. It used to be transferred just by heart, mouth to mouth, then they started writing it, and from that they made a book. It's something special. And after the Torah, you have the prophets, and then the scriptures, that it's all, it all becomes the Mishnah and the Talmud, and it's all clear. People sit and study it, so they have no problem except for one thing, that they don't understand what they need to do with it. That you don't study what's written in the book, but you have to do. The Torah was given for the heartful people, for their hearts, to connect their egoistic heart. That's what the Torah was given for, as Ibn Ezra writes and so on. Well,
so basically the book of Zohar was given to not be able to materialize the Torah?
They materialized it even before the book of Zohar. When they started building the first temple, then the second temple, according to the Torah, it was something completely different. It was on spirituality and nothing in corporeality. We'll talk about it later. When we advance and ascend to spiritual degrees, and so that we won't have to talk about it before the whole world. I don't want to spoil people. New York 4.
Rob, I wanted to ask about the part from the Zohar that they are in hateful towards each other and then they come back to love. What do we do if there is a situation where there's a friend who doesn't want to go back to love?
You have to influence him in general that he sees that he's mistaking on the path. We need in such a way to work on him, that he'll see that we're on the way, on the path, and we have to go in connection between us, and through the connection, and that friend doesn't hear, he doesn't feel, so what to do with him? This is a question. Do we need to toss him out of a tent, or leave him in, and agree that those people also, after many years, reach a change that they feel, and we have to get a special illumination from above. And they can be excellent in studying, but to grasp that principle that spirituality is only attained in the connection between people, that they can't do because their egoistic desire won't let you understand it. It doesn't let understand it. And there's nothing you can do. I also felt it on myself. Yep. Until a certain time comes that everything inverts itself and the Creator sets it up for a person that he finally understands that he was just deaf. Can't hear. What the others were hearing, he didn't. What can you do? Straight are the ways of the Creator. That's how it is for each and every one. Afterwards, we'll see that all these things, from beginning to the end, were already written down and already understood, and the great Kabbalists already knew about this in advance, and there's nothing you can do. A person has to go through all these states himself until he determines from within himself that this is the way it has to be, that just as he was in great hatred towards everyone and rejection from society, lack of understanding or feeling in accepting spirituality, now suddenly he inverts himself and the light shines on him a bit more, and he starts understanding that that's it. Only in the connection you feel everything, you advance towards everything. That's how the Creator plays with us. But the main thing for us is to keep going. And even the same people that we can't stand them in the group, we can't stand them. But, and even we take them out or we move away from them, we also have to understand that there's no choice, that we do it because we're weak and we can't process them correctly. And also they have to understand that even the fact that we remove them, there are a few examples that we had in the past, and soon there will probably be more, that we don't agree in holding people like that between us, and they will need to still grow for a certain time outside of the group. And then they can come back. We also have examples of that, that people were outside of the group, that we have removed them, and afterwards we give them a place to come back. Yeah? In the end, we will all need to reach Gemar Tikkun. But the fact that we still don't know how to work with such friends that aren't bowing down to the group, that's probably our problem. But right now, that's the situation. Clear? Moscow 7.
Вот исходя из той разницы, которую мы изначально созданы, мы стремимся навстречу друг другу, чтобы обрести свойство отдачи.
As a result of that gap that we, to begin with, were created with each other, then we aspire to connect to each other and bring contentment to the Creator. And by that we draw the lights that, through our efforts. And the question is, how, what is the mechanism that everyone can do in the 10 to add to that.
It's only by a person annulling himself. Very simple. Annulling himself, integrating in the group, and wherever they take me, in whichever boat, in whichever direction, I don't care. I don't care. Meaning to annul myself as much as possible. Just like me entering the boat, I lay down below in the bottom part of the boat, and I just devote myself to the group.
Spain 1.
In the last excerpt, we read Baal Sulam makes a promise. He says, I promise you that love is capable. Is that the agreement, the covenant that should be between us in the ten?
We need to have faith in the creator, that he is organizing everything, and all we need to do is to annul. Annulment can be more active, less active, but the main thing is annulment. From that, we have to start each and every action. North 2.
Rav, what is that state when the heart understands?
The heart is a feeling that is connected to the brain by going through it a few times and seeing what will come, meaning cause and effect. And that's called that the heart understands. Why does the heart understand and not the brain feels? Because our vessels are the will to receive that feels good, bad, and all the states in between. And by comparing, connecting all these states between connection and distance, by this we acquire a spiritual feeling. That's it. And as it's written in the revelation and concealment of the Creator.
New York 2.
What does it mean to go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness?
To advance, it means that we overcome the forces of separation more and more. That's called from strength to strength, because we're asking for more and more forces of connection, which are greater. There's no other way, because we're in the forces of separation. And this is how we advance, from strength to strength. Santiago.
Dear Rav, is there annulment in revelation of evil?
From revelation of evil, annulment. We can annul ourselves, but this annulment towards that evil force means that I don't want to use the evil force. Or I can say that I have no choice and I'm annulling this whole thing of resisting the bad and doing what it's demanding. It depends what you mean by annulment. Who's annulling who?
No.
We need to try to annul our ego. That's annulling what exists, as we say. And by this, on the other hand, we adhere to the Creator.
USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
Hello, hello, Rav. Hello, Kli.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Kli.
After reading this article, there is a lot of precision and certainty in this article through the Kabbalists. How much does a person must go through this purification in connection before feeling this certainty?
Just to add himself into the tent, like a baby towards a mother, towards the greater ones, to constantly glue myself to the tent, that is my first action. As much as I am included in the tent, according to that, I can start working with my confidence, that the confidence come from my connection with the friends, that I'm in them. According to that extent, in that manner, I have confidence. And then, according to that, I can start trying to perform a free action, which all comes from my connection with the ten, the confidence in the ten, the overcoming and the good mood I got from the ten. And then my action for sure will be in the name of the ten.
Latin 5.
Buenos días, Raf. Buenos días a todo el clima mundial.
Good day, Rav, and all the world. Kli, question is,
¿tendremos un descenso general en Bnei Baruch?
Do we have some general descent in Bnei Baruch?
I don't think so. I don't think we have such a thing. We always ascend in sanctity and don't descend. We're in a constant ascent. Just in this ascent, we have to be included in the left, then to correct it in the right, to enter greater ego, to reveal it. And then to correct it with a greater will to bestow. And in this way, we need to try and go on these two legs.
Well,
who didn't ask yet? Kiev 3, I think we didn't see them.
Рав, здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот если товарищ говорит, что...
Hello, Rav. Please say, if a friend says this, my annulment towards another friend fulfills his ego. So should I even nullify?
Of course, if you annul towards a friend in order to compliment his ego, so it won't be a right action on your behalf. You have to annul towards the friend, so he will see as much as you're annulling him, yourself towards him, in order to perform an action of bestowal by that, and give him an example that this is how we need to behave. But if the friend, one time after the next, won't get that impression from you correctly, so it's worth just letting it go. If you discover in the group that there's a friend that is really constantly harming the group, giving the group opposite egoistic examples, disregarding out in the open, in the 10 or in the general group, so you don't have a choice but to make him leave. After you check that very well, so from that you can decide that that's how it has to be and not otherwise.
בסדר.
Okay.
PT 100.
PT 100.
Hello, Rav. Now, I am in contact with the group. All of a sudden, I feel that I have a feeling that jumps and I disconnect. And this is the place where I understood I have to lower my ego and build my attitude to the group. And this way the group teaches me to change my attitude and behavior.
Keep going. Just keep going, and from that you'll learn. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, we seem to be waiting for a new day and so on for our next development. How can we stop ourselves from waiting for tomorrow for what we can attain today?
Whoever, it's written, whoever rejects or pushes spirituality for tomorrow won't reveal it. Just won't reveal it. But when you feel that you have to work, work. Otherwise, you're lost. And we need to search for info. Oh, here they are. Yes, Master.
We will review the schedule for today and tomorrow. Today we will meet to watch a recorded lesson from 1 to 2 p.m. From 2 to 2:30, we'll have a live workshop with our guided by our friends. And once again, we'll meet at 7:30 for a gathering of friends hosted by the European groups tomorrow. 2:45, lesson preparation, 3 to 6 a.m. lesson. We'll go to a break, and then 2:45, lesson preparation, 3 to 4 men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, and then the women continue to a women world gathering until 5:45. This is the schedule. We'll go on to a song.
Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan, tout seul ce n'est pas un. If you have a dream, alone is not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Один это когда все вместе. Un c'est l'amour sans aucune frontière. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit einem Herzen. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Один это когда все вместе. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit deinem Herzen. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune, tout seul ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Один это когда все вместе. Un c'est l'amour sans aucune frontière. Wir sind wie ein Mensch mit einem Herzen. Uno insieme.